Dear family and friends of Anne Elizabeth Pansis, peace be yours in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And because of his death and resurrection, St. Paul could write this, and I read again the words from 1 Corinthians. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. This is our text. There's an evening hymn called Abide With Me, and one of the lines that sticks with me from that hymn is a line in the fourth stanza that says, change and decay in all around I see. Change and decay everywhere around us. So true and so sad, isn't it? All around we see change and decay, even right here. Right here, in this very moment, we see the evidence of it. It's here in the empty seat over there, about the third or fourth pew forward, where Anne sat so often with Dean and Debbie Johnson on Sunday mornings for a couple of years. Change and decay. It's here in the urn that holds her earthly remains. It's here in the sadness and sorrow that you find in your own hearts at her dying and over the last month since she passed away. Something has changed, a significant change, and it's a loss for you. It's a loss for us. But all of us who've known Anne, even if only for a little while, saw the change and decay well before she died. You know what I'm talking about if you were with her in the last couple of years, and especially the last year. She was herself, and she wasn't. It was her body, but it wasn't her body as it had been, in all its strength and health and vitality. When I first got to know Anne about 4 years ago, it was through church and at the farmer's market. Even then, she looked so different than she does in the picture that's standing in the back. She was still baking and selling bread, and she slipped my family one or two loaves at the close of market on occasion. She was still painting on shingles, on tins. It seemed like just about on anything that she could get her hands on. And she gave us a few of those too. And cross-country and track coach that she had been, I remember distinctly one time after she'd seen me running up the street, she even offered to give me some running tips. And I venture to say that though she never did offer to give me voice lessons, she probably could have given me some pointers there as well. My family, we live just right here, so we often would see her walking up Leominster Street into town or back. And yet that brain tumor was already affecting her speech. She would sometimes struggle to find the right word. And it only got worse. It became harder to communicate. It became harder for her to do the things that she'd always done. It became even more frustrating. The dementia increased. She stopped her booth at the farmer's market. She began to bake less and less. And then came the major change and decay, the one that landed her in the hospital when it seemed like the end. She couldn't walk anymore. She couldn't swallow, at least not without the risk of aspirating into her lungs and getting pneumonia. She went to Wachusett Manor first, and then Mike made his own big change, selling townhouse pizza, bringing her back home where he could care for her, which he did until the day she died. And God bless you for it. The way it appears to us, death is the ultimate change and the ultimate decay, the change and decay from which there is no coming back. That's what it looks like. And where does death get its sting? The sting of death is sin. Sin brings death. Sin is like a tick embedded on the soul that releases its poison in our lives and in our bodies. Sin brings the change and decay that in all around I see. Not only the change from life to death and bodily decay, but also the change and decay in homes and in marriages, in families and in relationships, in all those painful stings we feel throughout our life, even before death comes. But I'm not here today to speak only about change and decay. Rather, to speak about the one who never changes. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. But just what does that mean? It means that Jesus was and he is and he ever shall be God. It means that when Jesus took on human flesh like us and became man in the womb of the Virgin Mary, he would stay human for eternity. It means that his character, his steadfast love and mercy are constant, even when all else changes. It means that while our glory fades like flowers in the frost and we wither like grass, the word of the Lord remains forever. It means that what he did in taking the sin of the world on his own shoulders continues still today. There is salvation in no one else, which means there is salvation in him, and there is salvation in his name. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. And yet there's something marvelous and miraculous that he did. For Anne's salvation and for yours, his body underwent the change from life to death. Sin, yours, mine, Anne's, stung him. He was crucified, died, and was buried. Because of the change and decay in this fallen world, he came as the good shepherd, and he laid down his life for the sheep and even for Anne. He gave himself into death for lost, wandering, and sin-infected sheep. And then he did what no one else had ever done. Others had died and others would die, but our Lord, through the engine of change and decay into reverse, starting with his own body, because on the third day he rose from the dead. He went from death to life. And being raised from the dead, he will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him, and death has no power over those who are his. And so we can say and sing with Job, "I know that my Redeemer lives." Jesus, the Savior and Redeemer, does not and has not changed. At the day of Anne's death, he was the same Savior and Redeemer who had washed her sins away at her baptism so many years before. He was the same Savior and Redeemer who had fed her time and again with his body and blood for the forgiveness of sins, of all her sins. He was the same Savior and Redeemer in whom she trusted, whose name she praised in song, and through whom she prayed. You see, Anne's eternal salvation is his doing, thank God, and not hers. And because it's his doing and his work, we believe today that Anne's soul is already with Christ in heaven. And what Jesus starts, he finishes. And what he started when he rose from the dead, he will also complete and finish. And the good work that he began in Anne, he will bring to completion. Because Jesus does nothing halfway. He leaves nothing unfinished or incomplete. He didn't just die to forgive Anne's sins and then leave her when she dies. No, this is what we believe. And this is the mystery that still waits to be revealed. We shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound when our Lord returns in glory, and the dead will be raised imperishable. And we shall be changed. This is what Anne believed. And this is what we believe. The dead will be raised. And we shall be changed. Changed from death to life. Changed from decay to wholeness. Changed from sin to holiness. Changed from brain tumors and dementia to bodies that are imperishable and immortal. From nursing homes and hospital beds to our heavenly home and the Father's house where there are many rooms. We shall be changed. not just changed back into what we were in this life, but changed into what we were always meant to be. And that's how it is now for Anne's soul, and that's how it will be on the last day for her body. Then the sting of death will finally and fully be removed, and she'll be more herself than she ever was here. For those who believe in Christ and who will be raised to life as Anne will be raised to life, when you see her, she will be herself, but she will be better. It will be her body, but it will be more perfect and whole than it ever was here. Friends, because of what Jesus did in his dying and rising again, this saying will come true. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He has removed the stinger for good, and soon the poison will be out of our systems, and we shall all be changed for the better, way, way better. Now, Anne has left quite a legacy. 8 children, 21 grandchildren, 34 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. But the life you have from her isn't a lasting gift. Your life, my life as well, will eventually come to change and decay. What will last, and what will last forever, is the life that she has and that you can have in Jesus Christ through faith. And the promise that Jesus made to her and to all of us, we shall all be changed. And too, death has not won the victory, not even when it has us in an urn or in a casket. The dead will be raised. Anne will be raised. All who believe will be raised to life, and we shall be changed. Anne will be changed, and you and I will be changed. And remember this, and don't forget it. Remember it especially when you see change and decay in all around. Remember it when you think of Anne. Remember it when you mourn her death, that we will all be changed. And thanks be to God, who gives us the victory, even the victory over sin and death, through our Lord Jesus Christ. In his name, amen.
Amen.
Please stand. The peace that passes all understanding now guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.